It's Friday, time for our weekly roundup of business stories with Sonia Sorich, digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
This week we learned a restaurant chain from Texas will replace two businesses in downtown Sacramento.
K-Bar and Cafe Bernardo at 10th and K Streets are being sold to Bennigan's, which is an Irish-themed restaurant chain. The existing businesses are expected to stay open through the end of the year as details on the sale are still pending, and workers at the existing businesses will be able to transfer to other Cafe Bernardo stores or other restaurants that are run by the operator, which is Perigeri Restaurant Group.
What's Bennigan's like?
Well, this is your standard chain restaurant. It'll have TVs, heated patios, and more than a dozen beers on tap. The menu includes items such as sandwiches, burgers, and baby back ribs. Even though we don't currently have other Bennigan's locations, you might have heard of the brand. It's been around for quite a while. It debuted in 1976, and then it ran into some trouble about 8 years ago when it filed for bankruptcy. During that period, more than 200 Bennigan's locations shut down, but the company has new leadership and it has steadily grown in subsequent years. There's an effort to reinvent the brand as illustrated by the new local site.
Well, how do you think this is going to affect the mix of downtown restaurants?
Well, on social media, you might have already seen people expressing concerns. Of course, there's still this general aversion toward large chain restaurants, especially in downtown and midtown in particular. And then that general aversion could be kind of heightened by the fact that many people here locally might be unfamiliar with the Bennigan's brand, don't know how to differentiate it between other chains. And then, of course, there's that memory of the problems that the chain ran into in the past, and that effort to reinvent itself is still underway. So there is kind of this general unease with the announcement. But on the other side of the coin, you have to remember that to many diners, especially people visiting Sacramento from out of the area, chain restaurants kind of offer this sense of familiarity. Not everyone is willing to try a restaurant that they haven't heard of before. So if they're visiting the area, they might actually be more inclined to try a chain in some cases. It'll be interesting to see how this all pans out as Bennigan's is expected to open early next year.
Hey, what's this about a new branding campaign for the Sacramento area?
The Greater Sacramento Area Economic Council wants to market the Capital Region as part of the Greater Bay Area economy. It's essentially billing Sacramento as part of a Bay Area mega region. This concept comes from both the local organization and the Bay Area Council, which is a CEO-led nonprofit. Basically, this campaign is designed to improve our image in the Bay Area and encourage companies to consider Sacramento before leaving the state.
Do you think it will work?
Well, this is similar to an effort that started somewhere else in 2013, actually. The San Joaquin Partnership is branding San Joaquin County as part of the Greater Silicon Valley. San Joaquin County, of course, includes places such as Stockton and Tracy. And in the last 2.5 years, that county has added a significant number of jobs, as well as manufacturing and warehousing facilities.
In retail real estate news, a well-known business is returning to Placer County.
The Harley-Davidson franchisee will open a new location on Granite Drive in Rockland in early 2017. This motorcycle dealership will fill about 30,000 square feet of a building that the franchisee has purchased.
Well, what does this say about the economy?
Well, this is notable because it's definitely a sign that the economy has improved. Harley-Davidson had a Rockland location that closed when the economy went south. And of course, this new location is a sign that, well, at least for Harley-Davidson, that things are picking up economically.
We've got some new details about a renovation project at the downtown Macy's.
More than a month ago, I told you that the Taste Bar Cafe in Macy's in downtown Sacramento closed. This was for what Macy's at the time called a minor remodel. This cafe opens on Saturday, and it appears that there will be some menu changes. The company says you'll find items such as retro candies, pressed juices, and gourmet foods at the revamped cafe. It's even partnering with Martha Stewart for the coffee menu. This, on a whole level, it's more evidence that Macy's is investing in the downtown Sacramento area location, which of course is next to the new arena. Other upgrades at the store include an expanded furniture department. We see that Macy's really is trying to draw on some potential new shoppers or returning faces who might be downtown to visit the new arena.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.